Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can we lift our hands in 1 minute and ask the Lord to visit us this morning? The Bible says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Someone is praying, someone full of faith and expectation. We're lifting up the name of the God of heaven, Jehovah Sabaoth, the one who reigns, the one who rules over the affairs of men. Is there a believer praying in this place? We bless you in the name of Jesus. May I please request Pastor Nat to still sing that song, exalting the name of the Lord Sabaoth. And I want you to join us, we sing, and then I'll just have a brief charge and speak over our lives. I will do the salutations a little after now. Yes, sir.
Lift your hands to him. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh. Call his name Yahweh. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh, he's the Lord of hosts, Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth. I can't deny Yahweh, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts, the King of glory, the King of glory, Yahweh, Yahweh Sabaoth, my God, Yahweh, the Lord of hosts, the Lord, show forth your glory. Show forth your glory, Yahweh, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh. One more time. Oh Lord of hosts, oh Lord, shine forth your glory, shine forth your glory, Yahweh, Yahweh Sabaoth, my God.
Yahweh Sabaoth.
Can you lift your hands as we worship him in 1 minute? Omega. Jesus a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you very much for the honor of being here. It is to Jesus that we are gathered. It is important that we emphasize this, that all that we are and all that we have is because of who he is. And that every time he gives us the privilege to minister to his people, the price of every child of God is the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to specially appreciate Reverend Samuel. Thank you so much. May God bless you and the entire leadership of this great assembly. And please allow me also appreciate and honor His Excellency Mr. Udom and the dear wife. Thank you so much. Is this how you honor people here? Allow me to do my thing and we'll give them a very big honor. Hallelujah. I didn't come alone, and he is greatly deserving of honor. Please let's honor Professor John Kennedy. Thank you. Thank you. Let's honor Pastor Nat and his team. Thank you, sir. Thank you sincerely. Hallelujah. Please be seated. May God bless you. Thank you. Psalm 84. We'll be reading the entire 12 verses. I intend to be as brief as possible. Psalm 84. It says, "How lovely is your tabernacle." I wish we could have KJV. If otherwise, then no problem. Thank you. "How amiable," it says, "are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts." Verse 2. It says, "My soul longeth, yea, even fainted for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God." It says, "Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God." Verse 4. It says, "Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee." Verse 5. "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them." Verse 7, reading to 12. "Who passing through the valley of Baca makes it a well, the rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength." How many of them? "Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord." I want you to read this scripture one more time. Please back up to verse 7. Can we read it in concert? One, two, go. "They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord." Right? Verse 8 now. It says, "O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob." "Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed." Three more verses and we're done. "For a day," the psalmist is speaking now, "in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness." Verse 11, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord God will give grace and glory. No good thing would he withhold from them that walk uprightly." The final verse now. "O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee." Speak to us this morning, and to Jesus be all the glory. I'm teaching very briefly this morning on the house of God. I want to show you something powerful that happens to believers when we are gathered together. Psalm 20, if you allow me read Psalm 20 beginning from verse 1. "The house of God is a mysterious place that holds a treasure of spiritual blessings to those who understand." I'm reading it, but it's also a prophetic word to someone. "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee." Let's shout verse 2 together. Are you ready? 1, 2, read. "Send thee help." One more time. It is true that God strengthens. It is true that God helps. But it is not everywhere you can find and access his help. God is everywhere, but he has dedicated specific places as places of encounter to meet with his help and to meet with his strength. He says, God defend thee, and then he says, send thee help out of his sanctuary. Let's read that scripture again. Verse 2. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Many people do not understand the mystery of the house of God. We converge and we gather every Sundays or every other day, but most believers do not derive the wealth of blessing that should come when we are gathered in the name of the Lord. For starters, the Bible declares that where two or three are gathered in my name, it is not the location necessarily, it is the state where they are gathered in my name. He says they have an assurance that I am there in their midst, provided it is in my name. And so we know for a surety that God is in this place. You believe that? Shout a loud amen.
Amen.
Very quickly, my assignment is to help us to see by the Spirit of God the blessings. I wish someone could just flow just gently for me in the keyboard. Is there someone there? My friend, you know what to do? All right, God help you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are we together? What is the house of God? For most people, the house of God is a building where believers converge every Sunday or converge every other day for the purpose of worship, service, or spirituality, as we call it. What is the difference between the house of God and a shrine? Because from a structural standpoint, all of them required engineering and all of them used blocks and cement. So what is the difference? What is the difference between the house of God, as we call it, and some shrine somewhere? Is it the kinds of clothes that are worn? Is it the kinds of songs that we sing? There are many godless platforms that have beautiful singing, in fact, beautiful speaking. Are we together? There are many platforms that have very intelligent people. So what makes a place a house of God? And what should I expect every time I come to the house of God? Did you know the average believer comes to the house of God, the church as we call it, and from the start of the prayer until we share the grace, the final benediction, and we leave, most people do not even know what to expect. The first thing is they are not even aware of where they are. They just know that they are in a location that they hope God is there. The house of God. What did Jesus himself say about the house of God? Mark chapter 11. Please give us 15 to 17. Mark 11. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast them out that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. Verse 17. And he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house? If it is my house, it is called the house of prayer for all nations. But you have made it a den of thieves. So we know according to scripture that the house of God is called the house of prayer. God has covenanted with himself that every time prayers are raised, listen carefully, within the house of God, under a corporate anointing like this, that God hearkens and God hears. If you're with me, say amen.
Amen.
The house of God must be a house of prayer. Listen carefully. It is not the location that makes it the house of God. It is the revelation and the activity that happens within that place. That means if prayer does not happen in any convergence of believers, it is not the house of God. It's as simple as that. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. Now, the substitute for prayerlessness is that all kinds of transactions start happening there. If it is not the house of prayer, it will become a den of thieves. And you know that the chiefest of all thieves is Satan himself. John 10:10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Can I tell you, everywhere prayer is missing, spirituality, sensitivity, discernment will also be missing. Are we learning already? Yeah. Jesus came into the temple, and instead of people praying, lifting up incense of worship to heaven, he found people selling doves. He found people just transacting. Excessive manifestation of flesh and carnality is proof that prayerlessness has prevailed within a place. Because the more people pray, they acknowledge the government of heaven above them, and it sponsors humility. It brings them to a point where they are ever conscious that without him, I am nothing. Can I tell you, prayerlessness is one of the sponsors of pride. In fact, prayerlessness is pride. It is proof that you do not acknowledge the government of heaven, nor the contribution of heaven to your well-being. If this house is and must remain the house of God, then it must be a house of prayer. I was very blessed when Reverend came up to lead a prayer session. Believers must pray. Prayer is not just for men of God. Prayer is not just for those in trouble. Are we together now? The Bible says in Mark chapter 11 and verse 24, it says, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that thou receivest them and thou shalt have them. Receiving only happens through the platform of prayer. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Doesn't mean pray from morning to night. It means be consistent in your prayer life. James chapter 5 and verse 13. Is any man afflicted? The Bible says, let him pray. Let him pray. Then the Bible now says down the line, the fervent and effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Whatever has stolen into your prayer life, reducing you to a realm of carnality where there is no strength and passion, by reason of this service this morning, may your prayer altar jack back to life. Let fresh fire rest upon your prayer altar. Now hear me. The Bible says a house of God will at any point be one of two things. Either a house of prayer or a den of robbers. I hope you know that you as an individual, you are also the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ. That means if as a temple you are not a house of prayer, you will become a den of robbers. All kinds of robbers will be around your life, robbing your health, robbing your joy. Are we together now? You are either a house of prayer or you are a den of robbers. If it is the house of God, it must be a house of prayer. I'm praying for you, and in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for this assembly, that nothing will creep into this assembly and reduce your passion for prayer. Shout a believer's amen. Every family within this church must pray. When we converge together, we pray. As individuals, we pray. Not just as a burdensome religious ritual, but out of revelation. Jesus spoke in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1 that he spake a parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Are we learning? Number two, what is the house of God? What should be found? What makes a place a house of God? Number two, Psalm 73 and verse 17. The house of God is a place of revelation, understanding, and transformation. It says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I. There is understanding when we come into the sanctuary. Number two, the house of God is and must be a place of revelation, a place of understanding, and a place of transformation. What is transformation? The name of the process that makes you become like Christ in experience. It is possible that a house becomes a house of prayer and not a house of revelation. The side effect is that many people will heighten their spiritual senses, but they will be confused and they will get into all kinds of error that does not translate to wholesome growth because they are not built by the word. As much as his house is called the house of prayer, Jesus is called the word. No place in scripture is the believer given liberty to either choose a healthy prayer life or a healthy word life. There is no dichotomy as such in the Bible. Jesus prayed and Jesus himself was the word. That means every time you leave your house and you come to church or any platform that allows the gathering of believers, there must be, by the communication of the word, the spirit of revelation, I should come to church and live better and live wiser and understand God more, be transformed by his spirit. So the psalmist said, he says, better is one day in your house, because in one day you can hear truth like you are hearing now that will redefine the next 20 years of your life. Do you believe that? Revelation. It is the reason why I always challenge men and women of God to take the work of the ministry seriously. Are we together? Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 15 says, and I will give you pastors or shepherds according to my heart. It says, and they shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. A man of God is not just a man of God because God sent him. A man of God is a man of God according to the level of seriousness that he puts into the ministry of teaching people, guiding them methodically, one dimension of spiritual understanding to the other. I am convinced that no believer should sit under a serious pastor for 2 years and not gain some level of stature and strength as far as understanding spiritual things is concerned. It's an anomaly. It shouldn't happen. Hallelujah. Now, when you give birth to a child, you don't expect that child, even if the child takes one drum of breast milk, he does not become an adult by next week. He only becomes a healthy baby. Am I right on that? If you give birth to an adult, you will run out of the hospital as the mother yourself, because there is a process. But if after 1 year, 2 years, the baby does not talk, the baby does not walk, the baby does not coordinate itself, at that point, it is an anomaly. You now invite a doctor to examine what might be wrong, because according to the normal course of life, that baby should justify the nourishment he is receiving from the mother. And if the nourishment is true, it should translate to growth. Are we together? Many believers are not maximizing their stay in church. Their hearts are not open to learn. So there are two components here. The man of God, and thank God for the ministers that we have here represented. The man of God must be sound in scripture. Making the house of God a place of revelation demands that as a man of God, you do your due diligence in studying to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word. The pulpit is not a place of trial and error. It's not where you come and you are disoriented, you don't know what to do. Are we together? Yes. So for many of us here who are trusting God to use us to get into ministry, it takes more than impartation and just shouting. You must settle down and be sound in scripture, that when people come and sit and converge under your leadership, they will live wiser. They will live better. You are giving them understanding and perspectives about their lives, touching on various matters that concern their lives, their spirituality, their finances, their home life and relationships, their career. Every aspect of their lives must be touched for wholesome development. If we are together, say amen.
Amen.
The house of God is a place of understanding, revelation, understanding, and transformation. Nobody should be saved and remain a baby Christian indefinitely. No. It is an indictment on the presence of God. It is an indictment on priesthood. It's an indictment on the integrity of God's word. Because the Bible says men can grow. Even Jesus, according to Luke chapter 2 and verse 52, the Bible says he increased in wisdom. He increased in stature. And he increased in favor with God and with men. I'm praying for you. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. The kind of revelation, the kind of understanding that justifies your coming to church, that justifies your stay in church, may your life be a proof that it pays to be in church. In the name of Jesus. Listen, you should be wiser this year than you were last year. You should have grown spiritually this year. Your decisions should be more effective, more qualitative, more rewarding. Are we together? Yes. The house of God. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, 14 and 15. Please give it to us. 1 Timothy chapter 3. These things I write unto you, hoping to come to you shortly, verse 15. Did I get that right? Yes, the Bible says, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. What is the house of God? Which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth. It means you should trust what you hear in the house of God. We don't have a guarantee that what we hear from the papers are accurate. We don't have a guarantee that what we hear from social media is accurate. But what you hear from the house of God, because it is founded on the integrity of scripture, the Bible calls it the ground and the pillar of truth. The most accurate communication of God's will and God's intent for his people should happen in the church. Hallelujah. Are we together? Number three, very quickly. What is the house of God? What should church be like? When we converge together in the name of Jesus like we have done this morning, what should we expect in any place that is truly called the house of God? Are you ready? I like the third one. The house of God is and must be a place where men access help and strength from God. The house of God must be a place where men access help and strength from God. Help and strength from God. Help and strength from God. Listen to me. God helps men. Oh, do you believe that? God lifts men. God strengthens men. We read it earlier in Psalm 20 from verse 2. Send thee help from his sanctuary. God helps men. There are three ways according to scripture that God shows men help. Number one, by the ministry of mercy. Number two, by the ministry of men. Number three, by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. These are the three ways by which we access help from God. Let me repeat again. Number one, by the ministry of mercy. The mercy of God introduced in the life of a man is how God helps that man. Number two, by the ministry of men. God will send strategic men. Like he sent personnel to come and blow the shofar this morning. like he sent me by his spirit to bring word. Let me tell you the truth. Every time you are praying for help, look out for these three things. One, the mercy of God, but look out for men. One of the ways you know your prayer for mercy has been answered is that a man must be introduced by God into your space to help you. If you have prayed and prayed and a man has not showed up, keep praying. Keep praying. God helps men by sending men. Here's how the Bible puts it. He led captivity captive and he gave gifts to men. The gifts are not talents. The gifts are men. He gave men to men. Woe betides a man who does not have a man to help him. Let me show you a scripture. The Bible tells us in John chapter 5 that there was a man who lay down at a pool called Bethesda. Is that in your Bible? I hope you know that that man was there from day one. He thought by the end of that year he would be healed. 1 year became 5 years. 5 years became 10 years. 10 years became 15 years. When Jesus came and said, "Why are you in this state? Whereas the mercy of God is available." Here's what he said. "I have no man." That was his trouble. Not, "I do not know the place of solution." The pool is there. The angel is there. But the man to help me. Let me prophesy to someone this morning. In the name of Jesus, the man who must show up for you in this season to lift your hands and elevate you to the place of destiny, may they show up speedily. May they show up speedily. May they show up speedily. Please be seated. "I have no man. When the water is stirred, I know where the solution is. The power to bring healing is there. But I have no man." When God wants to help men, he sends men to them. Naaman was a great captain of the Syrian army. The Bible says he was a valiant man in war, but he was leprous. When God wanted to help him, God sent a little slave girl. She didn't have the power to heal him, but she could connect him to the prophet that had the power to heal him. Are we learning? Yes. Iba oh, Iba. Iba oh, Iba. That song just came to my spirit. Iba oh. Someone is accessing help from heaven. Iba oh, Iba. Iba oh, Iba. Do you believe what you are hearing this morning? I'm saying it because I'm going to be speaking over someone's life. You are long overdue to experience the faithfulness of God. But every time men want to come, Satan stops them. Paul said, "I desire to come to you. Even I, Paul, I desire to come and help you politically, spiritually, in your home." But every time a man wants to come, Satan will block that person. Every power that has stopped men from coming to help you in this season, I come by this anointing this morning. I curse them by the Spirit of God. Please sing that song once, sir. Iba oh, Iba
oh, Iba. Lion of Judah.
Iba oh, Iba.
Iba oh, Iba oh, Iba. Root of Jesse.
Iba oh, Iba. Listen, listen to me. Can I tell you? You are as powerful as the men that God bring in your life. Listen and learn. Church, listen. If God says yes and a man on earth says no, your yes remains in the realm of the spirit. Now, this is something believers do not know. God is mighty, but the Bible says the heaven of heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. When God wants to help you, there are men. Even if Cyruses, he will bring to your life. It is their presence. They are gatekeepers. How do you cast away Pharaoh? How do you, if Pharaoh was not there, Let me tell you, Joseph will never rise, even though there was prophecy on his head. If Ahasuerus was not there, Esther would never become queen, and God's people would never be saved. Say, Father. Come on, shout it again. Say, Father. I decree and declare, every man ordained by God to help me in this season, send them my way now. Open your mouth and pray in 1 minute. Open your mouth in 1 minute. Send the help from his sanctuary. Send help us, oh God. Take away shame. Take away reproach. Take away shame. Take away reproach. Send help us for my children, for my destiny. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I have one more key to give you. And when I give you, I'm going to request my dear brother Pastor Nat, since he's here. We are going to do something prophetic here. Once I bring the fourth point, and that will be the end of the sermon, there is a sound that he will blow in this place. And the moment you hear that sound, you know what happened to Jericho. There are some walls that have stopped you from going forward. Stop your children from going forward. Hear me. The Bible says, now Jericho was shut. Nothing came in and nothing came out. What kind of wicked system is that? God never designs a system where nothing, no help goes out, no help comes in. There are lives that are like that. Those walls need to come down. Do you believe this? Listen, go back home and pray concerning this issue of men. Many of us have ignored the ministry of men. It is because of the ministry of men that we are here this morning by the grace of God. I hope you know that. Men, in this kingdom, who hates you does not matter. But believe me, who likes you matters. Except you have turned that page out of your Bible. The Bible says, when a man's ways pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies. There are some enemies you cannot bind and cast. God will have to give you favor with them. When God wanted to lift, listen, Joseph interpreted three people's dreams. He interpreted the dream of the wine presser, but the man had no influence to help him. So the benefit from that dream did not profit him. He interpreted the dream of the baker. It did not help him. But when the king dreamt, and Joseph interpreted the king's dream. Listen, don't tell me you have the gift of interpreting dreams. Whose dream are you interpreting? That is what will determine whether you will remain in the prison or you will go to the palace. Listen. Please be very sensitive. There are many gifted people in this church. There are many grace people in the house of God. But the people whose dream they can interpret to bring them out of shame, they have not yet received that connection. Hallelujah. Many gifted men of God, many gifted business people, many gifted young men and women. The Bible says the king sent for Joseph, not God. The king sent for Joseph and brought him out of his dungeon. Can I tell you, God has given men power on earth to help men. If you don't believe that safe journey, you will learn a painful lesson as you sojourn this life. But in advance, know it fast. That one of the ways God shows mercy, when you come to the house of God, among the many things that happen is an anointing comes on your head. You will not even know it's on you. As Pastor Nat is blowing the trumpet, as I'm ministering, you may not know what is resting. Is when you come out, someone will look at you and say, I feel like helping you. Listen, nobody feels like helping anybody. This is a very wicked world. People are made to help by the grace that is on you. You believe someone will just stand up and build a house for you, or stand up and take care of your children in this bedeviled world? No. Are we learning? Let me give you number four, and then we'll blow the trumpet in this place. Is God speaking to someone this morning? Number four, what is the house of God? And what should we expect when we come to the house of God? Psalm 63, 1 and 2. The house of God is a place where we experience the power of God and the glory of God. If the power component is missing, it is not the house of God. If the power component is missing, it is not the house of God. Did you hear what I said? If the power component is missing, it is not the house of God. Psalm 63 verse 2. Let's start from verse 1. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Why am I looking for you? To see thy power and thy glory. Your power to heal. Your power to save. Your power to deliver. I hope you know deliverance is not just separating you from spirits alone. Deliverance is also separating you from conditions. There are unfavorable conditions you need to be separated from. To see your power. In Acts chapter 8, from verse 5, the Bible says, Philip went down to Samaria, and there he preached Christ unto them. The next verse says, the people gave heed, verse 6, with one accord. They gave heed to those things that Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. The house of God is not just a place where we come to hear. It is also a place where we come to see. To see what God can do. I'm praying for someone this morning. You have heard that God heals. May you see that he heals. You have heard that God lifts. May you see that he lifts. You have heard that God restores. May you see that he restores. You have heard that God can pick ordinary people like some of us and place his grace on us. May your life be a testament of that kind of result. I was glad when they said unto me, now you understand. This is why he was glad. Let us go to the house of the Lord. In other words, let us go to the place where, number one, we experience prayer, an opportunity to lift up petitions to heaven. Let us go to the place where, number two, we find revelation of truth, understanding of scripture, and then we are transformed. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of God. Let us go to a place where we can obtain the unction that provokes help. Help even from men. And number four, let us go to the place where we'll experience the power of God. Can I tell you, there is nobody who will run away from church if these four elements are present. Nobody. Nobody. These four elements you cannot find in a school. You cannot find in a bank. You cannot find in a library. There is no institution on earth that has a concise capture of these four. The prayer answering God and the saints that can pray to that God. The spirit of revelation lavishly poured out in the midst of his people, bringing understanding and transformation. Number three, help from men. I wonder what the testimonies next week will look like. That someone will come and stand here and say, as Pastor Nat blew the trumpet, something came upon my life. And look what God did from Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday to Thursday to Friday. Hallelujah. Now hear me. I don't mean to insult you, but if you don't believe everything I've said, you are not a Christian. You are not. Because these are the forces that translate to what you call life. The Bible says, how good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. He said it is like the oil that flows from the head of Aaron to his skirt, to his beard. He says, there the Lord had commanded the blessing, even life everlasting. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, to destroy. He says, I am come that ye may have life. And this life is engineered by these factors. Whoa. The ability to pray to the God who responds back. The ability to exercise dominion on the strength of the lights that you have. The ability to manipulate the cosmos to beg the will of God through the ministry of men. And the ability to exercise power over principalities, over powers, ancestral causes, yokes that try to delay your rising. It takes power to reign. Hear me. It says, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. It says, so shall I be saved from my enemy. May I request that we all rise up. Want to do something very prophetic right now. In 1 minute before we go into the prophetic session, I want you to pray. What one thing are you tired of that you want the God of heaven to arise for you for? Don't be silent. Please open your mouth. This is the house of God. Pray. 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 Father, help my children. Help my spiritual life. Help my ministry. Heal me from every infirmity. Someone is praying. Shapakaparakatosiata. Businessman, don't be silent. Man of God, don't be silent. Hallelujah. 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 Genesis 21 and verse 1. We are going to read it 2 times. The moment we are done, I'm going to ask you to lift your hands as Pastor Nat just blows prophetically for a minute or two. And while this is happening, I want you to see everything that stands as a mountain. As he's playing whatever song, whatever comes to his spirit. Hallelujah. See the sickness going. See the challenge going. Some of you this week, see your employment letter miraculously being given. You're a woman here, you've been trusting God for the fruit of the womb. See yourself holding children, not a child. Do you believe this? Genesis 21 verse 1. Please read it as loud as you can. 1, 2, go. Now let me ask you, wherever you see the word Sarah, put your name. Don't keep quiet. Oh, don't say the Lord visited me. Me is not your name. Is someone ready? Shout it as a sound of faith. And the Lord visited Joshua Selman as he has said, and the Lord did unto Joshua Selman as he has spoken. Lift your hands, everyone, in this atmosphere. Lift your hands. Yes, sir.
Every wall of Jericho, turning, turning,
full of high praise. Falling in the name of Jesus. Falling. Falling. Prato sebele katara katabraskatabata. Falling. Praise the name of the Lord. Now I'm still praying. I'm going to ask Pastor Nat to still pray that Iba song is still in my spirit. Just whether through the trumpet or just place your hand if you are trusting God for healing, particularly, or you are standing in for a loved one. We're wrapping up. But we say the house of God is a place where we experience His power. I want you to place your hand there. Everything that has mocked the name of Jesus. Cancer, prostate, high blood pressure, some demonic thing eating up your body. Place your hand there. I will request him to play. And as he's flowing in the spirit, once or twice, and I'll begin to speak over your life. Yes, sir. Place your hand there by faith and see Jesus touching you. The name that is above every other name. The name that is above cancer. The name that is above fibroid. The name that is above HIV. The name that is above bone conditions. The name that is above blood conditions. Autism. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, we come in that name. We challenge every sickness, every infirmity. It dies out of your body now. It dies out of your body now. It dies out of your body now. I decree and declare, be healed. Be healed. Headaches, be healed. Blood conditions, be healed. Bone conditions, be healed. Eye conditions, be healed. Every organ failure, may God give you a brand new organ right now. Right now, right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something is happening to you and you will never recover from this prophetic word. Hallelujah. Can I speak over your life? I truly believe in the power of prophecy. We are products of the prophetic. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The speakings of men. Yes, sir. Happy are you when you find the grace and the anointing that can truly speak you forward. I'm telling you, when Saul met with Samuel, Samuel said, go up and I will come to tell you what is in your heart. He said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance? There were many widows in Zarephath, but to none was Elijah sent. Listen, let me tell you the truth. And I submit to you sincerely, most of you may never realize the kind of sacrifice that has made today happen the way it is. Hallelujah. It must be that there was someone in this church right here that God wants to visit. You see, for the sake of one person, God can pull men together, pull systems together. It is no coincidence. I want you to know that. And if you are that one man, then here is your moment. Do not miss it. Don't be like Jacob. Jacob said, the Lord was in this place and I knew not. The realm of the spirit controls the physical. Learn this. Your intellectual power is only useful within the realm, the intellectual realm. It has no basis in the realm of the spirit. All things find their value to the degree to which they are connected to the realm of the spirit. I want to speak over your life. Do you know why? Many of you may have heard, every time I'm ministering and Pastor Nat is there, you know why I call him to blow the trumpet? It is not, I have learned by the spirit the power of sounds. You see, these things, even the return of Christ will be by the shout of a trumpet. Hallelujah. Seasons change when certain sounds are echoed in the spirit. The Bible says, Paul was speaking and he said, there is as it were many voices. And he says, none of them is without signification. When you hear these sounds, let me tell you what is happening in the spirit. God ends certain chapters and opens new ones. It is true. Listen, do you know why they program clocks to make sounds after every hour? The people who are not born again, what motivated them that when it is 3 o'clock, they remind you? When it is 11 o'clock, they remind you. And sometimes they will sound to the timing so that you will know it is 12 o'clock, it is 1 o'clock. There are sounds when you hear, you don't need to look at the clock. Right where you are, you know what time it is. You can count how many sounds. When the clock rings, 1, 2, 3, 4, and it keeps quiet, then you say it is 4 o'clock. You did not need to look at the clock. Just by the sound, you knew the time. Could it be that the sound you are about to hear now, for some of you in the spirit, the sound you'll be hearing will be a sound of restoration. That God will be saying, I will restore to you. And I'm saying this to you by the Spirit. There are some of you, it is a sound of revival to your spiritual life. Some of you, it's a sound of prosperity. That God is saying, you are begged enough. I want to honor you by myself. Hallelujah. For one last time, before we wrap up, I'm going to ask Pastor Nat to just blow, not over the air, over your life. Now you know what you are receiving. And let me encourage you to be sensitive. No, this is not a cinema, this is not a show. This is how God helped us to become what we are today. Men's destinies changed when they had certain things. So be sensitive. While he's blowing it, for some of you, you will hear God tell you, you have stepped into your season. You see? Yes, sir. Halashali kabaruzia. Baratosha lekabaratosiata. New season. New wine. Open doors. Help from men. By God. New chapters of destiny. New levels of the anointing. This is what you are receiving this morning. May that grace rest on you. May that light rest on you. May that favor rest on you. Hey, barakata, braskata, barakata. For someone, this sound is saying yesterday is gone. It is a new season. It is a new prophetic season. For some of you, by this sound, God is saying, remember ye not the former things, nor consider the things of old. For behold, I do a new thing. I do a new thing. I will visit you again. Hallelujah. Now, in the name of Jesus, God's people, I want you to receive this prophetic word. Every door that has been closed over your life and destiny, in the name of Jesus, between now and the end of February 2024, we decree and declare, may that door be opened now. Come on, come on. Let there be faith in your spirit. May that door be opened now. Hallelujah. Hear me. Everyone holding what belongs to you, they have been caretakers for long enough. I'm praying for you. May my God overturn, 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 until it enters your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. The Bible says, for your shame, it says you shall receive how many? One more time. I didn't hear you. For your shame. Now hear me. If you've not gone through shame, this one is not for you. Wait for the next point. But if you have experienced any kind of shame, I prophesy over you this year, 2024, may my God give you double. Double honor. Double lifting. Double honor. Double lifting. I say it again. Double honor. Double lifting. Double honor. Double lifting. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Double honor. Double lifting. Double honor. Double lifting. Hallelujah. Hear me. Hear me. Please listen. The Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Then with the prayer, the Bible says they sang. And all those in the prisons heard them. Suddenly, there was a sound. Like Ezekiel 37, there was a sound. Like Acts chapter 2. The Bible says, but this time around, it was God himself that came. Not an angel. He rattled the foundation of the prisons. And then your Bible says, and all doors opened. Say it after me. All doors. How many doors? Financial doors. Doors of fruitfulness. Doors of rising. I prophesy to you, in the name of Jesus, at this sound that is coming forth now, all doors open. All doors open. All doors open. Career doors. Doors to the nations. Doors of Apalakata Pariata. Doors to the nation. Doors of visibility. Doors of praise. Doors of honor. Ephata, be open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are two more prayers for you, and I'm done. I want you to receive this next prayer. How many of you believe in speed? Hallelujah. In physics, listen, we define speed as the distance that is covered. Are we together? Then velocity is a measure of the distance that is covered with respect to time. We say you are slow only with respect to time. And we say you are fast only with respect to time. When you remove the time component, there is nowhere to measure whether you are fast or slow. And because our lives are regulated by times and seasons, you can know whether you are making progress. Hear me. One of the ways that you know the spirit of delay is at work in you is that the only thing that grows in your life is your age. Nothing else grows. The only thing that grows is your age. Finance, nothing. Relevance, nothing. Influence, nothing. There are two ways that God corrects delay in the life of a man. Listen and learn. Number one is called restoration. Number two is called speed. When God wants to really move you forward, he combines both of them and brings them to your life. Are we together? So when the grace for speed comes, for someone, February to March can look like 2014 to 2020. God will compress events. Can I speak speed over your life? Hallelujah. I'm praying that someone will believe this prayer in the name of Jesus. Everything that will help you gain time, the grace for speed, I decree and declare, let it come upon you now. I told you that one of the ways God helps men is to grant them access to men. Esther chapter 2 and verse 8. Esther 2 and verse 8. Esther 2 and verse 8. Please give it to us. Let's look at verse 9. I want us to read verse 9. I will ask you to stop somewhere. It will be the prayer to connect to speed. One, two, go. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him. What was the proof? And he speedily gave her. Stop. Stop. He did not just give her. If you give somebody when he's dead, it's not useful. You see, the advantage of receiving things is that they come on time. He says, satisfy me early. One of the proofs of favor is that what must come to you must come to you speedily. Speedily. I pray for you now. We stand here by this anointing. Whatever needs to enter your hand, may it come into your hand speedily. Hallelujah. Now my final prayer for you, and I'm glad Pastor Nat is here standing with me. I always like to pray this prayer when I have the opportunity to speak over people. It's called the grace for visibility. Listen, can I tell you, just because you are gifted does not mean the world will receive what you carry. Believe what I'm telling you. There are many gifted people who have done everything right. You see, there are times that the problem is your value. There are times that the problem is your competence. But there are other times the grace for visibility is just not there. Peter was a correct fisherman. He was at the seaside. That's where you should be if you want fish. He had a boat. That is the exact tool if you want to fish. He had a net. He had the skill. He was in the right location, having the right tools, but he still did not catch fish. There are times everything is right, but you will still not have answers. At that point, you have to move past giftings and trust God for something only he can give. Neither do men light a lamp. I feel stirred in my heart to make this the final prayer. I believe there's someone here, maybe the worship team, the choir. You know that God has placed something on your life, but it looks like there is an embargo on you. Nobody seems to hear your voice. Just when it is your turn, all your helpers go away and they leave you alone. Can I tell you? If Potiphar and his wife had the opportunity to see what was in Joseph, that woman would not put him in that kind of trouble. This is the last prayer. This is not for everybody. Some of you are crying. Don't be ashamed. I want to pray for you. Listen, I didn't come from a background where I had any uncle or anybody helping. Let me tell you the truth. I know what it means when God lifts men. If you doubt that God lifts men, then look at this life standing. Hallelujah. That's why I told you that many of you men, I didn't even know that I was going to meet Pastor Nat here. I honestly did not know. It is because by this witness, God wants to announce to someone that this spirit of smallness, remaining confined like Gideon, God wants to crush that thing this morning. Are you ready to receive? businessmen that are limited. Nothing seems to work. You do everything and it still puts you in trouble. Families, there are children here that if you know what they carry, they will be on international scholarships immediately. But how to access the person who can know what you carry? The house of God. Finally, we pray for you. For as many who are in this place, and I say, Apostle, I desire this kingdom visibility, not just for my sake. Please, you can bring the request. Not just for my sake. I want to stretch my hands right now. God is the lifter of men. Truly, God is the lifter of men. And you see, Ba, when God has placed this thing on your life, there's nothing any man can do. Absolutely. When God himself, oh, if it's someone else, if you manipulated your way, then you'll be afraid of your result. Jacob have I loved. Esau have I hated. It's as simple as that. I'm praying for you. The grace for visibility from Europe to America to Asia, in the name that is above all names, I pray for ministers of the gospel. I pray for men and women. I pray for students. I pray for businessmen. May my God bring you into that realm. Find visibility. Find visibility. Find visibility. Shout aloud, amen. Find visibility. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going to pray on this request. And Pastor Nat, there's one of your songs that is coming to my spirit. Can you take it higher? Listen, the purpose of lifting is that we honor God with our lives. Let me tell you the reason why many people cannot experience God. Because somewhere in their heart, when God lifts them, they become a liability to the kingdom. And as we pray on this, I just sense we honor you. We honor you, Lord. It's your covenant with God that as you lift me, I will not put your name to shame. As you prosper me, it is for the nations to see you. Someone make that covenant with God right now.
We honor you. We honor you. We honor you, Lord.
We
honor you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now hear me, this request right here is the most accurate representation of everyone's desire. If we prophesy, we see in part. If we teach, we only teach based on our limitation. But this right here, is there anyone who is yet to drop their request? Anyone yet to drop their request? Okay. Hallelujah. I'm going to bow my knees. You don't have to kneel. We're going to kneel. And in the name of Jesus, we'll lay our hands on this request. The Bible says, unto thee that answers prayer shall all flesh come. And this is the confidence that we have, that when we ask anything according to his will, we know that he heareth us. Are there believers in this place? You know, Pastor Nat, sincerely, let me steal a minute and say this. Many people cannot be trusted by God. That's why they are not lifted. It's not because they don't pray. It's not because they don't fast. You have been weighed in the balance. Mene, mene, tekel, ufesin. And God has seen that if I give this man this kind of influence, will you still kneel down? Will you still worship me? If I give you this kind of money, the greatest hindrance to the manifestation of the hand of God in a man's life beyond prayerlessness is your heart condition. I'm saying this so that we don't just believe that all these speakings is to fuel our lust. God, just leave me and I will run away from you. There are people today, if 1 billion enters their hand, God will not see them again. Not even God, the men of God will not even see them again. Are we together? There are people today who became local government chairman and nobody could see them again. Prayer, zero. Fasting, zero. The house of God, zero. That's why I raised this song by the Spirit. It's a powerful song. That Lord, I will honor you. That the higher you lift me, you are only lifting your name through my life. The proof that you love God is when you have something in your hand. And listen. There are many models of worship in the Bible. But the most powerful of the models of worship that I know of, three of them. Number one was the worship of Job. Because Job was at a point where he lost everything. And the Bible says he bowed down and worshiped. When you worship God in that condition, in the midst of pain and losses, you really love God. Model number two was the woman with the alabaster box. This woman had a terrible past. She was a prostitute and people knew her. And the thing about her worship is that everything in her worshiped. Her tears worshiped. Her hair worshiped. Her wealth worshiped. Her knees worshiped. But the most inspiring of all worship models is the worship of the 20 and 4 elders. Wow. Number one, they are called elders. They have proof. They have result. Number two, they have crowns. A testament of exploit. But in the presence of the king, you know how hard it is to remove your crown? If you don't have one, it's easy to lie down. But it takes stamina and love for Jesus to remove your crown. Your crown is the symbol of your sacrifice through many years. Kings are kings because of their crowns, their thrones, and their scepters. And when you can lay all of them, you are a worshiper. This morning, there are these three categories of people here. There are the Jobs who have lost everything. My recommendation for you is still honor him in your worship. There are the people like the woman with the alabaster box. Terrible past that you are wondering, can God still use me? Let all of you worship him, including your pain and your scars. But in this place, there are elders indeed. And you need to remove your golden crown and say, I still worship, even though I am an elder. Has God spoken to someone? Please stretch your hands towards this request. Pastor Nat, may I please request that you join me? Hallelujah. We'll just bow our knees in 1 minute. You don't have to kneel. We'll kneel for you. And we're laying our hands. Someone pray. In the name of Jesus, we are declaring by the Spirit of the living God that every request that has been placed here by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Thank you. And coincidentally, Pastor Nat is still on his Hallelujah challenge. I hope that every one of you is connected to that challenge. Permit my bias, but let me tell you the truth. It is a mystery you want to connect to. Are we together now? Yes. It is very important. Extended periods of prophetic praise culminating in fearsome testimonies. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, we stand in faith and we declare speedy answers. Amen. Speedy answers. Amen. I say it again, speedy answers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hear me. Everything written here that is a death sentence, we terminate it now. Amen. Every impossible situation here, we invoke Ebenezer. Amen. The stone of help. Amen. May he show you help and mercy. Amen. And by the power that raised Christ from the dead, we decree and declare that every request here is hereby turned into testimonies. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now please return to your seat. Thank you very much. You are in this place and you are saying, Apostle, please do not end this meeting without giving me an opportunity to know Jesus. I see people all across the balconies. The house of God is also a place of salvation, even by the Spirit. And so I want to give someone an opportunity as my last function this morning. You are in this place. And once you heard me minister, once you heard Pastor Nat minister, once you heard your pastor leading prayer, the Spirit of God began to speak to you that you need to make your ways right with the Lord. There are two calls in one. Number one, those who are saying, Apostle, I truly need to make this first time decision. And others are saying, I want to rededicate my life. In truth, I cannot say I am a child of God. Wherever you are, listen, nobody will put you under pressure. But I want you to know that the greatest and the wisest decision you can make in this side of God's kingdom is a decision for Jesus. I'm going to ask you to very boldly stand right where you are. And may I request that you walk right to the front of the altar. I'm standing here to support you wherever you are. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Don't wait for someone to come before you start. I'm looking for one bold person who loves Jesus enough. I will count 1 to 5. At the end of the 5th count, whoever is here or not here, I will pray all the same as we wrap up. I believe there is one person here. And if you are up, please find your way down. Come and stand here. I begin my counting now. 1. Please stand. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. Come. I believe in you. Sing it one more time from your heart. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you. Is someone coming to the Lord this morning? Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you.
I believe in you.
Hallelujah. Look at me, ladies and gentlemen. I salute you for the courage to come and stand before Jesus. And if you are still joining them, join them quickly. I'm about to lead you to pray. There is nothing to be ashamed of. It's like being called to receive an award. Hallelujah. It's like being called to receive an award, except that this one is not an award you earn by yourself. It's a product of God's grace, an expression of His love for you. Thank you very much for this courage to be here. That's all right, drummer. Please let me request that you lift your right hand as a sign of surrender to Jesus, your Jesus. Say this after me as loud and as clear as you can. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it again, Lord Jesus. Today, I have heard your word. I believe that you are the Son of God. You're joining them, come quickly. I believe that you died for my sin. I believe that you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Savior, my Lord, and my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From today and forever, I am a child of God. I go from glory to glory and grace to grace. Amen. Father, thank you for these precious ones. They have come declaring your lordship over their lives. In the name of Jesus, I declare that based on the authority of God's word, your sins are forgiven. We call you bona fide recipients of the life of God. You go from grace to grace. You go from glory to glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, let me request all of you who are in front, please do me a favor to just move to my right for a minute. That will be your left, and someone will have a word with you just very quickly, and you're back to your seat. Let's honor them as they go. Give them a big God bless you. Give them a big God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you very much, Reverend. I'm truly honored. I appreciate the entire pastorate, the eldership of this assembly. And I want to thank you for receiving me this morning. May my God bless you. Let it be for you from glory to glory in Jesus' name.